Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The head of the Israeli military has said its ground operation has begun in southern Gaza following the breakdown of a week-long truce. There have been continuing bombardments on Khan Yunis and Rafah. Paul Adams reports.
Southern Gaza has been pounded by artillery and airstrikes since the week-long truce broke down on Friday. Now it's been confirmed by the head of Israel's armed forces that ground troops have been operating in the south since Saturday morning. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi, chief of the general staff, was visiting troops inside Gaza when he said that Israeli forces would operate just as forcefully in the south as they had already in the north. Hamas commanders, he said, would meet the Israeli military everywhere in a very, very strong way.
The US military says three commercial vessels operating in international waters in the southern Red Sea have been struck by drones or missiles fired by Houthi rebels in Yemen. US Central Command said one of its warships, the USS Kearney, shot down three drones launched from the Houthi-controlled areas in Yemen. The authorities in Tanzania say at least 47 people have died in severe floods and landslides in the north of the country. A regional commissioner said 85 others had been injured near the slopes of Mount Hanang in the Manyara region. 100 houses had been destroyed and crops and trees washed away. Tanzania's president, Samia Hassan, said there would be help with the rescue efforts.
I want to say that I have instructed all efforts are directed towards rescuing those who were involved in the tragedy and to prevent more deaths. I have directed our security and health ministries to get to the scene to attend the injured. I have also asked officials from the Ministry of Mining to investigate what is happening in the mountainous region.
A respected Swedish think tank has said total revenues for the world's biggest arms companies actually fell by 3.5% last year, despite Russia launching its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The Stockholm International Peace Research Institute said this was largely due to backlogs in fulfilling earlier orders and difficulties some major manufacturers faced in ramping up production. Danny Eberhard reports.
SIPRI said the world's biggest 100 arms companies sold £470 billion worth of weapons and military services last year. It could have been more, with global tensions fueling a surge in orders. But COVID-related issues such as labour shortages and disruption to supply chains meant some manufacturers struggled to respond fast. Some expect their revenues to rise significantly in the years ahead. Not all companies faced such a lag. The Turkish producer of a type of drone used heavily by Ukraine in the early stages of the war saw revenues soar, as did an Israeli company that manufactures anti-tank missile launchers.
BBC News. Iraqi security sources say an airstrike has killed five members of an Iran-backed Iraqi armed group north of the city of Kirkuk. They said they were hit as they prepared to launch a projectile at US forces stationed in Iraq. The Gold Coast in Australia's eastern state of Queensland has pulled out of its bid to host the Commonwealth Games in 2026. It had offered a $700 million bid to hold the Games jointly with the city of Perth, the capital of Western Australia, but failed to win support from either the state or federal governments. Here's Phil Mercer.
The Gold Coast Mayor Tom Tate said the bid to host the Commonwealth Games would have saved Australia's tarnished reputation after the state of Victoria pulled out in July because of rising costs. Mr. Tate said the country's standing had been damaged after reneging on a global sports contract. But the Queensland government said it had no interest in holding the event and was focused on hosting the 2032 Olympics. The British city of Birmingham agreed to host the Commonwealth Games last year after Durban in South Africa stepped down because of financial constraints in 2017.
French prosecutors say a man accused of a deadly attack on tourists in central Paris on Saturday pledged allegiance to Islamic State. They say the French national had expressed support for the group in a video posted online. A German man was killed when the suspect allegedly attacked people with a knife and a hammer near the Eiffel Tower. The president of the Maldives says India has agreed to withdraw its troops from his country. Mohamed Muiz, who was sworn in last month, campaigned to remove the Indian contingent. There are 75 Indian personnel in the Maldives operating two helicopters and a small aircraft donated by Delhi. BBC News.